This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with, basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we got a lot of things going on here in this last hour. And by the way, catch us on the podcast if you missed any of this show. It'll be up on the podcast after this hour, so make sure you get that all squared away for yourself. I know we got a lot of these podcasters going on. What's up with you guys? We appreciate your listenership. Of course we do. And we also appreciate all those citizen journalists out there, all those people working diligently, around the clock, so to speak. So I'm really, really happy to be meeting with you today, and I hope you continue to follow us here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to know everything about the Oroville Dam situation, we can talk guardedly because of a lawsuit that we have pending right now in Superior Court, trying to, help the system, help us out, at least understand a few things. We're seeking understanding. Anyway, so we're going to be doing the lawsuit thing, and we have been. So anyway, enough of that, but there's a lot of stuff to report about the Oroville Dam, and you can check us out on the website. And also newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of interesting articles there on New California and all the things that are happening. A lot of, the water is, of course, one of the biggest things, I think. It seems like water is king in California. Oh, gee, I think so. It's kind of like the lifeblood. Enough of it, man. We got enough water. It just has to be, you know, taken care of. Doesn't need to be shipped out to the sea. Yeah, that creates a problem, doesn't it? It creates a problem for farmers and for everybody else. And we don't want to do that here in California. No more droughts for us. No, especially in New California, that's not going to be kind of the thing, if you know what I mean. Okay, Venezuela in flames, China-Russia seeking claims in rubble. The influence of China and Russia, right? This is interesting. This is an article from Greenwich Time, University of Connecticut. Where it is. It says, Trump soured relations in Latin America. China and Russia have welcomed the chaos. Well, I think he did that to protect us. And, of course, who's there to help us out? Our brothers, of course, in China and Russia. Sure. Sure, they're going to... You don't think they're going to, like, sour relationships? Absolutely they are. Says here, with Venezuela in flames, China and Russia are seeking claims in the rubble. Says, but the United States has been caught flat-footed, and the Pentagon is struggling to develop ways to blunt the country's influence, these two countries' influence in Latin America, since President Donald Trump has antagonized and distanced himself from nations in the Western Hemisphere. Now, I wonder why he's done that. I wonder why he's antagonized these places. Says defense officials have sought non-force options to deter China and Russia in Venezuela. CNN reported this week through a mix of humanitarian missions and more training in Latin America led by U.S. Southern Command, the Pentagon, armed that overseas, a sixth of the world's landmass. Yet experts said those efforts and others are in opposition to pressure and rhetoric from the White House, which has made significant demands to Latin American nations to curb migration and drug trafficking without offering much in return. Really? Really? Sure. All while ceding influence and support that Russia and particularly China have been happy to take over. Isn't that interesting? So they're blaming it on Trump. Gee, I wonder what that they're blaming on Trump is. Drugs and out-of-control immigration? That's Trump's fault. That's the way they're looking at it. They are looking at that way. This is their take on it. Of course, nothing preceded Trump to set this up, right? Nothing preceded Trump to set this up. This is me speaking now. The Trump administration policies has supercharged China's increased presence in the region, said Benjamin Geaton, former national security official under the Obama administration. Here we go. This is a good person. These are the guys, of course, that have set this up. The Obama administration. They were the precursor to this. They were the ones who set everything up into shambles in South America and brought in China and Russia, by the way. They were long before Trump, China and Russia there. And who was seeding all that was Obama in the administration. We had reports, we were reporting to you years ago, about China and Russia, and who was the responsible party there? That was, of course, Obama. He was seeding all that stuff. This has long been documented. So when you pick up a Connecticut paper, such as the Greenwich Times, and only 2 years after this administration's come in, they were handed a steaming load, if you know what I mean. they're all of a sudden responsible. Well, they are now. They are now. And we will hold them accountable. And Donald Trump will hold them accountable, too. Because he's turned around and said, wait a minute, what's going on down there in South America? You're flooding us with illegal immigrants? You're going to have to take some responsibility for your countries. And, of course, look what's happened. You have a socialist country that has failed. I mean, a perfectly good country years ago. Socialism was brought in, and look what happened. I know everybody blames the United States on that. Garbage. There has been enough coercion by other countries who have been trying to influence Venezuela and Colombia and all those places for years, and really predates even the Obama administration. But the Obama administration leveraged all that for themselves. And, of course, the setup came now. Because, you see, you got to have South America as part of your one world order, folks, right? To tie in with the open borders that you're professing from those countries in the United States at Mexico. See, the extension of what Obama's plan was for South America is playing out right now with a flooding of the borders. This was all planned years ago, folks. We predicted all this stuff years ago. And now the steaming load is supposed to be in Trump's hands, right? Well, let's see what he does with it. Perhaps he'll straighten it out and stop the invasion. Looks like that's starting to happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. A lot of things happening here. I want to get the word out to everybody that we have our Constitutional Convention coming up on the 16th and 17th in Fresno, California. And we hope that all of you will be there. Can tag team us, if you will. And be a part of what we're doing in the new California state movement. I think it's pretty important to understand that one. Okay, what is going on in the Ukraine? Let's see. Here we go. A couple of things. This is an interesting one. I'm trying to get this to function right. We've got a little functionality going on. A comedian. Are you ready for this? A comedian, Zelensky's is his name, lack of experience, no obstacle in victory as Ukraine president. What? This is just right out of the realm of unreality. Because you got to remember that the Ukraine is like the breadbasket for Europe and Russia and all that area. It's a huge, it's vastly rich in resources. Farming or agriculture in general, gas and oil and all this other stuff, right? Very, very rich in that area. So, and it's got a lot of industrialization. It was sort of like the heart and soul of the space program, actually, at least building missiles and so on and other tanks and things like that during the Soviet era. So you had a great deal of industry down there. But now, and of course, it's gone through this whole thing with the collapse of the Soviet Union, having to rebuild itself and getting a Russian-leading president there. And, of course, the Russian-leading president was overthrown. This is recent now. This is after 2000, the year 2000. And Russian-leading president was overthrown by who? John Brennan, Barack Obama, Robert Mueller, James Comey. The list, well, of course, Hillary Clinton helped. The list goes on. Clapper, all the guys that have, of course, tried to commit the coup d'état against the president were all players there, and they all got money. Oh, Joe Biden and John Kerry, the other usual suspects. So they and their kids benefited actually, and it was their kids that became lobbyists. We're talking about Biden and Kerry, who became lobbyists and. You know, got a lot of money from the newly minted dictator of the Ukraine, who was obviously not a Russian supporter at all. In fact, he was considered to be a Nazi. Yeah, you know, the old Nazi communist thing going on in the Ukraine. So, this is understandable that they would do something like this. Comedian Zelensky's lack of experience no obstacle to victory as Ukraine's president. This is just hot off the presses. It says Kiev, Ukraine, on television. Vladimir Zelensky plays a school teacher who is catapulted from obscurity to the Ukrainian presidency after his tirade against government corruption goes viral online. In a case of life imitating art, the comedian who stars as the fictional head of the state. Has upended Ukraine's political establishment by ousting the country's president in a landslide victory. Oh, no. Don't you hate it when this happens? Zelensky triumphed in the election despite having no real-world government experience, a reflection of widespread dissatisfaction with Ukraine's political class in the capital. Zelensky's supporters said they were eager for change. Eager for change. See, they didn't like the oppressiveness of the old regime. Isn't that interesting? It says, I voted for the future, not the past, said Gleb Litvin, a salesman in Kiev. To me, this election means the possibility that things will get better and that there will be economic and social change in the country, and most importantly, that we might see an end to the war, he said, referring to the conflict with Russia. The common Ukrainian, I don't think, wants to have this war thing going on at all. Yet they got that when Brennan came in. Now, Brennan, when this all happened, was in 2013, right after Benghazi. Brennan, who was the newly minted CIA director, that was his first task. He goes off, spends several weeks in the Ukraine, stirring up trouble, getting a new government to push out the Russian leading president at the time. It was a coup d'etat. See, they specialize in coup d'etats, but it didn't work with Spygate. Hello? It didn't work when they came to the United States. Well, they're trying to play it out still. We're getting the residual now because, you know, it's Spygate. What happened? See, there's a connectiveness. That's why we're doing the story, because it's all connected. Gee, we're the country where they committed the coup in Ukraine. They just voted that guy out, the guy that they had put in. We're talking about Brennan. We're talking about Comey. We're talking about Mueller. We're talking about, geez, the Clintons, Obama. I mean, the list goes, and of course, the use of the FBI, which we're now seeing, right? The McCabe business, the Rosenstein business. It was a coup d'etat here in this country, an attempted coup d'etat, and it did not take place. But, they had practice in the Ukraine, didn't they? Toppling that government. They were successful. But now, you know, the Ukrainian people, isn't it interesting the timing? The Mueller report comes out, exonerates the president. This coup is over, even though it's playing out in the House of Representatives. Oh, we're going to impeach. You know, they're not going to impeach. There's no crime. Oh, no, there's a crime somewhere. Right, there's the ham sandwich crime, and good luck on getting that one convicted. They just did the ham sandwich thing with Mueller. It didn't work. And then you got Barr. Hello. It's pretty obvious Mr. Barr agrees with the president on some things, which is the obvious. If you're innocent, you're innocent. If there's no there, you don't prosecute. That's the kind of – Barr is a straight-up guy who gets it and understands it. But I find it very interesting that in this time frame we have Ukraine collapse – out of the realm, because it's out of the realm now. It's no longer under the influence of these clowns. That's my point. Because before, with the help of all these people, the President of the United States, Hillary Clinton, all these people coming in to support the overthrow of the sitting Russian-leaning president, from 2013 till now, you had the Nazi in charge who was supporting radical Islam. That's the guy. That was the government that was there in Ukraine, and now all of a sudden it's gone by a TV host. Well, a comedian of sorts, who nobody knows. He's just from out in the middle of nowhere. Says, for many, the supporters, Zelensky represents a new political generation, but he has been criticized as a political novice with a platform that has been notably short on policy details. I bet they're short on policy details because he's never done it before. Throughout the campaign, that's my point. They want anybody but these other guys, the guys that kept the war thing going on with Russia. We don't want that anymore. That's what the public's saying. And they're figuring it out, the people behind it. Well, the Americans. Yeah. Throughout the campaign, Zelensky largely avoided news interviews. Oh, it sounds like Gavin Newsom. Opting instead to post videos on social media and appear on television channels that air his series. Yeah, that's what happened. Some of his opponents have worried that Zelensky's inexperience and more conciliatory tone towards Russia could leave him open to manipulation by the Kremlin and might derail Ukraine's path of European integration. We'll see about that. Anyway, they can have the best of both worlds. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Ah, see, interesting stuff going on. Seems that, you know, it's kind of interesting. We did this interview with the Epoch Times, and guess what? All of a sudden, things are happening. When you're out there like that, all of a sudden, the number of views, I had a little flash thing. You know, I get the flashing thing that comes across my screen and says, hey, guess what? You got mail. Now, it's not so much you got mail as it is, you know, you got a lot of other things going on. So anyway, want to thank all of you that have chimed in on the newcaliforniastate.com website, newcaliforniastate.com website. I'll tell you, it's been quite an experience doing all this stuff, and I'm really happy that people have been able to support us all throughout the New California State movement. A lot of things going on, and kind of give you some rundown. We have a number. We're going to get everything out there to all of you in the media and everybody who wants to know where and when and all this other good stuff that we just are overwhelmed with activities and places to be and go, and people are doing a fantastic job in these town halls and other events that have been going on. It's been absolutely spectacular to see the state moving together. We got a lot of work to do. Don't listen. I'll be the first one to tell you, we have a lot of work to do, but we're going to get it done. We're absolutely going to get it done. It's going to be awesome. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the prospects of what's going to be happening for New California and, you know, this whole – it's exciting. It really, truly is exciting. It should be. And people, you know, listen, they're going to start banging heads with us, and we're always – you know, we're getting all kinds of critics and stuff like that. That's good. We'll take it. We'll take it. Come on, bring it. I mean, it's not a challenge in an aggressive, violent way, and we're better than you or anything like that. It's just – these are the things that happen, and people are skeptical, and they let them be skeptical. But those that are not skeptical, you're not, and I really appreciate that. And it takes a while, and I think it's healthy for somebody to be skeptical when you're listening. I mean, think they're forming a new state. This doesn't happen all the time. I mean, does it? Let's just do another state. Let's do another state. We'll do another state. It used to. I mean, when you start taking you look at the number of states and how states were formed from, let's say, 1850, California comes on board in 1850, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got another 15 states coming on board between then and 1959. So, you know, you think about it, it was happening just every few years, maybe every 20, 10, 15 years, that a new state was coming on board as a territory. And, of course, West Virginia, 1861, that was the last state to come on board using the system we're using, which is Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. So it's not normal now. I mean, how many years has it been since 1960, really, 1959? Hawaii was the last state to be brought on board as a new state. So, you know, that's 60 years. In the 58 years. That's a long time, guys. That is a long time. But it's here, and it's now, and it's happening. So, 58. And we have 50, there's 58 counties in California, by the way. And it looks like 52 of the counties are going to be engaged and involved. So that's another key item to remember as we go through this whole process. Okay, now, what do we have going on that's absolutely necessary to make your lives better in terms of understanding how you can get on board to become functional with New California? Now, we're going to be coming up with a whole big thing coming up that's going to be put on the internet and so on. We're coming out a little bit about the meetings and so on. You can go to the internet right now, and you can go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can click on the map portion. It says map, M-A-P. Click on the map and go to your county. Click on the county, and then you'll find your county chair or the somebody who's responsible for that, and you can email them. Their email is there. And if it's not, it'll be there soon. We'll make sure that everybody's emails are there for your counties. And you can email directly to your county chair, okay, in your respective county, and then get in contact with them. But the other thing before you need to do that, if you have not done so already, and we really do appreciate all the people, is you go to the Sign Up Genie on our website. So go to the website, the landing page, newcaliforniastate.com. Then what you do is you click on the button to the right of the bear flag, and you click it on, and you sign up to become in your county. By the way, you click on the Sign Up Genie, and you scroll down to find your county. Click on the little box where it says your county, and then go to the bottom and sign up. It's real simple. Put down your name, put down your telephone number, and put down your email. And what you might want to do if you want to just click off volunteer, get new information, blah, blah, blah. Get on the mailing list. That's the most important thing. I'm getting a lot of people emailing me directly, and I'm referring them off to the various counties, and also encourage them to go to Sign Up Genie. That would be the first thing to do. And people are responding. So we're really excited about that. You'd be surprised which counties have the most people in them. Yeah, which counties would have the most people in them, which is pretty awesome. But we have a bevy of counties that are still coming on board and getting coaching and stuff like that. And we know that. But this is the way it's supposed to be. You got to grow. And we're growing right now. We're getting more and more and more healthy. Now, a couple of things going on. I'll talk about the convention here, so you kind of give. We do have Agnes Gibney, who's going to be joining us, and she's going to be sort of giving testimony in her presentation about sanctuary state status. And of course, her son was brutally murdered by an illegal foreign national. And she's going to be speaking, obviously, as to why you don't want to have sanctuary state. It's going to be received by our delegates, our assembly members and senators, and they're going to be listening to it because they're going to consider a resolution on the sanctuary state. We're going to be considering that. We're going to be reading that on the record, and then they're moving on to others as well. And we're also going to be talking about voting and voter fraud, and it's Linda Payne will be there with the voter integrity and other people to talk about and testify. We'll also have some representatives from law enforcement there to talk about what it would be like for them and their understanding of what would be the best situation for sheriffs in particular. We want to make sure we have constitutional sheriffs ensconced, or the sovereignty of a county be maintained through the constitutional sheriff. We think that's critically important as a fundamental to how we should be running as a government, and we're going to make sure that that stays. Second Amendment issues, there's no issues. We will support the Second Amendment. We will protect and defend the Second Amendment as a right, God-given right to you, and all the California Second Amendment laws will be gone, period, end of subject. We're going to redo everything. Now, there's going to be some places, you know, you're not going to give convicted felons weapons. I mean, that things like that, the obvious. But this thing where they're hunting down people and making criminals out of law-abiding citizens by passing laws to make you a criminal because you have a button on your magazine release. And then they allow you to have a button on a magazine release on the same gun with just, you just take off the pistol grip. Like it means anything. And it doesn't. I mean, stupid, stupid. They can't have it look like a military weapon. I mean, it's childlike. And that, and again, that goes, that speaks to the legislature of California, doesn't it? And those, the people in charge. It's childlike. It's very childlike. So this is where we're at with these folks. This is where we're at with these folks. And we will not support California's anti-gun mentality at all. We're very pro-gun. And we believe that guns should be in the hands of law-abiding citizens. I find it interesting, in all the arguments you hear about gun law this and gun law that, you don't hear them talking about taking away guns from felons, except maybe in the APPS program. Well, of course, in the APPS program, that gives them authority to come in to you, the law-abiding citizen. They'll pass these sneaky little laws and make you a criminal, and you don't even know it. And you get charged with felonies because you have a button. Or you have too much of this, or you have too much of that. That's gotcha legislation, making perfectly good citizens convicted felons, making them criminals. That's what California legislature does. We won't tolerate that in New California. So the Second Amendment will stand. As Justice Scalia says, words have meaning. And the words in the Second Amendment will stand in New California. Let me tell you, you want a CCW and you're legal to get one, you're going to get one. No delay. We're going to make sure that that's taken care of right up front, because we do believe that an armed citizenry is the best defense against invasion, against the best defense for domestic violence, and the best defense to provide us with a Republican form of government. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Just, I'm kind of responding to an email I got just before airtime about, I don't think you're a Second Amendment state. Really? Well, we're going to dispel that one. Anyway, stay tuned. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Brexit, Nigel Farage, hired by Republicans to start Cal Exit Referendum, the goal of which is to split California into two. Welcome back to FYI HQ for March 26th of 2017. I have an interesting story that was widely reported in the United Kingdom, but not so much in the U.S. Mr. Nigel Farage and Aaron Banks, both known as the bad boys of Brexit, who led the recent successful campaign for Great Britain's exit from the European Union, have recently been recruited by members of the Republican Party in the United States. The Sun News reports they will lead a campaign in California for a referendum to split California into two, East and West California. Their goal will be to motivate the rural eastern half of the state, which is likely to vote Republican, against the more liberal West Coast that includes Los Angeles and San Francisco. This new effort by Farage and Banks is being called Cal Exit. With close to 40 million people living in California, not including the undocumented aliens who have been starting very large families there, California has 55 electoral college votes. If Cal Exit is successful, the eastern half would more likely lean Republican in elections and will give the Republican Party two more senators and electoral college votes, which will be critical for the year 2020 when the U.S. holds another presidential election. The mostly liberal West would likely continue to support the Democrats in elections. According to the Sunday Times, Farage and Banks have a goal to bolster support for CalExit and hold a referendum during the 2018 midterm elections. Aaron Banks was quoted as saying, "It would be portrayed as the Hollywood elites versus the people, breaking up the bad government, 78% of people in California are unhappy with their government. It's the world's sixth largest economy, and it's very badly run. Well, this is very interesting, and FYI HQ will continue to follow this story for new developments. I am of the opinion that if this is successful in California, then places like New York may be the next target for a split. Because of the heavy, populated, liberal New York City that could be challenged by the blue-collar upstate and western regions of the state. The idea of a split is not new. Splits have occurred between states such as the Virginias, Carolinas, and the Dakotas. Please subscribe to my channel to stay informed.
Okay, so that was what, 2 years ago? Actually, it was March 2017. So the Nigel Farage component comes in, right? Now, we're already brewing up our brew for New California, by the way, which was in front of this effort before. We were already at work on this issue. And all of a sudden, Nigel Farage pops up. Go, wait a minute. Now, update. This is an update that was on this article. It says, update as of January 16th, 2018, New California has declared independence from the rest of California, and the New California movement plans to follow the Constitution, U.S. Constitution, to properly split away from the liberal, overtaxed large cities of coastal California. Now, we have known not all of coastal California fits into that, as we have found our discovery. No, are you kidding? Monterey County? Listen, local in the Cabeza. Absolutely not. Very conservative. All those counties are conservatives, it turns out. And many rural areas of, like, well, the rural area of Los Angeles is extremely conservative. You see, when you start digging down into it, you start realizing, hey, there's certain things we can and cannot do. And by the way, when you suck up those areas, bring in those people, in those rural other states out there, you got a whole different dynamic going on. So now, when you take a look at our map of New California versus the Nigel Farage map of Calexit, as they called it, I think they had a different name for it, actually. That's what it is. And, oh, they got, oh, my God, New California declares, this is another article about us, from T.J. Frampton. No relation, I don't think, to Peter Frampton. But this is, I hope there's no profanities in this.
New California declares independence.
Ah.
Check this out.
California conservatives launching a campaign known as New California, which would separate the California's rural and more conservative counties from its coastal and extreme liberal counties. The founders claiming California's, quote, tyrannical form of government, mostly run by liberal elitists, motivated them to start this movement. With me now, Antonio Sabato Jr., actor and California congressional candidate, back with us as well, Gina Loudon. Antonio.
Well, you know, I'm not going to play this particular part right here. This was a thing that came up. I'm going to. It's amazing the number of YouTubes that are out here about New California. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. What if it did happen? Here's another one that's out here. This is fun.
Well, today I want to do a proper video and discussion on something brought up in one of my live streams.
Ah, here we go.
The New California proposal. I have several articles listed in the description regarding this topic, and I implore you to at least skim them and take note in the differences in language between one such as Fox News in comparison to others such as New York Post.
Uh-huh.
With the pleasantries aside, let's get the show on the road. Now, California is a state with quite the reputation. Beaches, import and export, resorts, vacationing, and of course there's LA skyline, which to someone who has never been to LA personally is even recognizable to me. I mean, much to the same regard, New York City skyline is probably recognizable to most people without anybody actually being there, but that's a different topic. There's something else that California has: large rural counties and counties of bustling urban areas, namely the inland versus the coastline. And here's the 2012 election map and 2016 election map, respectively. Now, when you compare this to the map of the proposed new California, personally, I think they could have chosen a better name, but hey, I don't even live on the West Coast, so my opinion is even more irrelevant to that than it normally is. But I digress. Anyway, compared to the map, you'll notice that a majority of the counties that are splitting away from California as a state, keeping in mind that this is always subject to change as counties agree to come on or leave for whatever reasons, but it still seems to divide California upon political lines.
Yeah, it does. The rural, it does. When you're rural versus urban, it does. Well, we got, you know, it's kind of interesting now that I'm perusing this in a different, for whatever reason, you know, because every time I do this every once in a while, I pop up, well, what did they say on YouTube about New California? I find out there's stuff that was done a year ago that I'm like going, wow, where'd that come from? So this is one, Scott Bradley. I think Scott Bradley and I have talked. Actually, let's see what this is.
But want to break off are the industrious, hard.
Oh, here we go.
Well, to break one off, break a state off, if you will, they talk about calling it the new California. Some people that I've read some of their comments seem to think that they need a new name to not be disparaging going forward and not have.
Well, anyway, they're consistent. He wants a new name, too. Listen, some of his people are saying that anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll play around with this a little bit more. I don't know if I have enough time, but stay with us.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back in California. I got a bunch of stuff about. Here's one. Wild Smile. Whatever this is about. I don't want them to say profanities, you know, because sometimes that might shock you. Hey, you this. We don't like this new California business. Here we go.
The initial steps to create a 51st state called New California, claiming that the governing policies have led towards disaster and that the state is no longer possible to govern. They don't want to leave the United States, just California, according to local news station KOVR. It's funny, I think a lot of Californian residents feel the same way. According to New California founder Robert Paul Preston, it's been ungovernable for a long time. High taxes, education, you name it. And we're rated around 48th or 50th from a business climate and standpoint in California. He continues here, there's something wrong when you have a rural county such as this one, and you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it has the same set of problems, and it happens because of how the state is being governed and taxed. Unlike other separation attempts in the past, this new state of California is invoking Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and is working with state legislators to get it done, similar to the way West Virginia was created.
Aha, that's true, isn't it? Ah, here we go. This is a good one. This ought to be a really good one. This is, here we go. I love this. Here we go. Just a second of this. Here we go. Sure, here we go.
California should secede from the union.
Secede.
Joining us now via Skype, we hope the connection is solid, is Marcus Ruiz Evans, the president of Yes California, a group advocating for the Golden State's independence from America. I'll posit the same question to you that I did last time, Marcus. So, unhappy with sanctuary state, unhappy with standard of living, unhappy with even telling us that coffee is bad for us. Whatever your grievance is, a lot of people, especially conservatives, independents, frustrated with the status of California. Is the option at this point to say, we want out?
Well, you know, it didn't happen because it's not constitutional. I mean, like the other ones, it's not constitutional. It's got to be constitutional, guys. Anyway, so thanks, Marcus, for your input. Okay, so we're going to be jumping out here. This is terrible. It's you know, poor Marcus. Here we go. Let's do this one. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't have this bonus business going on, right? Let's do this one. Let's hear what they say on
ever,
this one.
Any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers.
With the reading of their own version of a Declaration of Independence, founders of the state of New California took the first steps to what they hope will eventually lead to statehood. To be clear, they don't want to leave the United States. They want to expand it, becoming state number 51. But the question is,
what is your problem with the current state of California?
Well, it's been ungovernable for a long time. High taxes, education, you name it. We're rated really, I think, about 48th or 50th from a business climate and standpoint in California.
Here's what the state of New California would look like in blue, incorporating most of the state's rural counties and most of the state's land, for that matter, leaving the urban coastal counties to the current state of California.
There's something wrong when you have a rural county such as this, when you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it's got the same set of problems. There's something that's causing that same set of problems, and it happens to be how the state is being governed and taxed.
But unlike other separation movements in the past, the state of New California wants to do things by the book, citing Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution and working with the state legislature to get it done, similar to the way West Virginia was formed.
Yes, we have to demonstrate we can.
Yep, we have to demonstrate that We know how to govern ourselves. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.